And welcome back to Battle for Bradford coverage. Continuing coverage here from Cadet Gymnasium in Iowa Falls. Joined by another one of our great area girls wrestling coaches, Brittany Stevens, in her inaugural season, leading the Bulldogs in their inaugural season. They had their first ever Battle for Bradford here tonight against IFA. They fall 42-18, but some really competitive matches by your wrestlers. Coach, your takeaways from making history tonight, first ever Battle for Bradford on the girls' side.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. We came out, we were ready to wrestle, but things didn't go our way. We made a few mistakes that we've been trying to work on, but Iowa Falls was able to capitalize off that, and now we're split 1-1.
Looking at some of your standout performers, Marin Subert at 235 got the fall. She moved up from 190 tonight, and then also you got a fall for Juliet Cook.
Yes, both girls really came through when we needed them. Marin's, she never backs down from a match. She's always ready to bump up and go get the opponent. So she was ready, and then Jules really came through and got that pin when we needed it.
And having this be your inaugural season, what you've seen from your team from the start to now, as you're at a break, a busy week for your team, the progression you've seen building a program.
Yeah. So the girls, the progression from the beginning to now, there's been so much growth. I just told them that tonight when we were in our huddle, that I was already so proud of them. They've made a lot of growth, and here we are competing again. Just stepping out on the mat takes a lot of courage and confidence, and their mindset has grown immensely. So they're doing better there, and they're doing the small things right, the hand control, the pressure, using your hips. So they're doing a lot of those little things right now.
And you have an assistant coach now. The support you felt there, helping lead this program here in year number one.
Yeah, before it was a lot, doing it all by yourself, running here, running there. And Colt Powers has come through in a big way. I can count on him to help me out, and he is a great leader, and he's always there when we need him.
This is one of the hardest times of the year to stay healthy for any wrestler and just any student athlete. You're coming off holiday break. You're just going out there, putting a lot of work in. What it looks like for helping protect your wrestlers from injury and other illness when they're really making that push towards the postseason now.
Yep, we really talk about fueling your body the right way, eating healthy, eating the right foods, and when to eat those right foods. So they've been doing that, and then we've been keeping the room as clean as we can. There's a lot of stuff going around, and we really don't want any of that as we head into the postseason. So we're eating right, we're keeping ourselves clean, and getting lots of rest.
The postseason, it feels like, is just down the street as far as how the schedule goes for girls wrestling. Feels like state qualifying already within a month. Making that push, what that looks like for your team, that extra generating motivation for your team.
Yep, keeping the pace up, going really hard. You know, when practice is over, I've got us a couple girls that want to stay after and get a little bit extra practice in. Showing up to the morning stuff, working hard, but also at the same time to prevent that illness, getting that rest and recovery. So it's a lot to balance, but the girls are doing a really good job doing it. It feels like we got to go through state to get to state with our regional, but we're just going to keep working on it.
Again, looking back at tonight, your wrestlers were in every match. All of them were decided by fall, except for two that were decided by forfeit. But all of those weren't decided right away. They went into either the second period or later. An area you feel your wrestlers need to take that next step in to turn some of the falls the opponents got into falls for your team.
We got to quit reaching back. We did quite a bit of that. We just got to remember to stay focused and get out rather than reaching back. So I think that really, I told the girls tonight in the huddle, we kind of beat ourselves with that. When we reach back, we really give them the chance to capitalize off it. So we got to keep working on that.
Looking ahead to what you have on the schedule and your final thoughts to our listeners as you press on into that.
We're very excited. It's the first time, that the girls get to have this type of camaraderie. We're coming together, we're practicing hard, and it's tough, and we are ready to do it.
Well, Coach, congrats to what you've been able to do building this program in year number one. Your team this week going 2-2, so a really good year, start to the year for your team, and into this now, what's this second half of the year, so best of luck as you go forward here and continue to build this program and do some great things with the Bulldogs.
All right. Thank you.